You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What do you hope to achieve there that you can't here in New Zealand?
Well, we're hoping to bring this issue to a global forum, and especially a forum based on Indigenous issues. New Zealand is a signatory to the Declaration on Indigenous People's Rights, and so, you know, they have some obligation to uphold the, you know, the articles within that declaration. And by them failing to fix the mistake that they made in designating Ihu Mātou a special housing area, yeah, we're hoping to be heard at that international level.
Have you reached the point where you don't think this issue can be resolved locally, and you're now asking for an international body like the UN to step in? I mean, is that what you hope would come out of this?
Yes, well, definitely. You know, there will be delegates from the New Zealand government there. And so because they keep ignoring us, we're hoping we can be heard by them at the forum.
When you say that, you mean you hope that the New Zealand officials that are going to be there will kind of take more notice of you now, rather than, say, the UN themselves would be taking notice and taking action from there?
Yeah, and I mean, support from, you know, other Indigenous groups will definitely help in this campaign. And also bring to light the breaches that the New Zealand government are making by ignoring this issue.
You say breaches. You think New Zealand has already breached these UN declarations, or do you think that in going ahead with development, it will?
In going ahead with this development, they will breach a number of articles within the UNDRIP, and also through designating Ihu Mātou a special housing area, they breached a number of articles. You know, to us, that's quite significant as a signatory to this declaration that they're breaching, our Indigenous rights.
And while you're there, you'll be meeting with the special rapporteur to the UN on Indigenous issues. Is there anything in particular you plan to bring up in that meeting or get out of it?
You know, we just really want to highlight this issue in Aotearoa and, you know, call on the government to, you know, fix the mistake that they made in designating Ihu Mātou a special housing area, and the effects that the special housing area will have on, you know, the tangata whenua there, and the history and the archaeology and geology that lies within that landscape. You know, it's not only just about Indigenous issues as well. This is like, you know, this is, they're breaching our, you know, basic human rights of, being consulted or having a say on things that affect us directly.
How far are you prepared to go with this? I guess if you know, present your position to the UN and nothing happens. I mean, is there a plan for further measures?
Yes, well, we're looking also to CERD later on in the year. We've lodged a claim with the Waitangi Tribunal, also with the Māori Land Court, and we're beginning proceedings in the Environment Court. So this isn't the end. You know, there's other avenues that we're looking to pursue as well, and the occupation at Ihu Mātou continues. We've just recently established an information centre there, which was the hopes of Minister Nick Smith at the time that the Otuatoa Stonefields was open. And, you know, these were promises made to us many years ago and not honoured. So we've had no other choice but to act on those to bring them into account, really.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.